joined now by Lux Huntington, who is the LGBT plus officer for this academic year. And Lux, I was wondering if you could give us an idea of the recent events that transpired in regards to the communities race.
Hi everyone. So essentially, I think it's been blown a bit out of context. So what happened was, on Friday, I was contacted by someone who's on a society's committee with Sammy, who's running for community. And this individual was quite anxious and a bit worried because he had said that Sammy had previously shown some homophobic or LGBT phobic views. So he messaged me with this information and said, you know, I just thought you should be made aware. Obviously, as the head of a group of people who this particular person disagrees with their lifestyle or even with their existence way of being, I'm not entirely sure, but I felt that it was important to share this with the network. So what I did was I waited until Wednesday, when the hustings was, and I asked a question on how all the candidates would support the LGBT plus community. And Sammy's response was that he would just sort of let us do our thing, but it was quite evident that he was not actively going to try and help us. So following this, I thought, you know, he was very professional with his answer, but clearly I had proof that he privately had quite different views. So I posted, with permission from the person who sent it to me, the screenshot of him saying that based on his religion, he does not support LGBT plus people. And so that's sort of been blown up. The Tab's now written an article about it. Loads of people have been commenting.
And
but essentially,
there was nothing saying that you shouldn't vote for Sammy.
Absolutely nothing. All it was, hey, this is slightly worrying. As a group of LGBT plus people,
you might want to be
made aware of this situation. It was always very clear that I was posting it so for the safety of the network and for transparency. It was never a campaign like slander. It was never dragging his campaign down, anything like that. It was literally just for transparency, because LGBT people are the people who would be at risk, essentially, at risk of not having someone to support them, at risk of not having someone who was willing to represent them. And I thought that information was important, and I thought it was important to share that.
And you got quite a mixed reaction from your Facebook post. There's some people who were saying, you know, thank you for this information, this, you know, this reinforced my idea of who I should vote for, while there are others who slightly questioned, you know, the LGBT network as a space in, you know, in a event like elections. You know, should networks be endorsing candidates like the Feminists have endorsed, UN Fems have endorsed Manisa, and of course the LGBT plus network have endorsed Christmas for the position of LGBT plus officer.
Technically, the network has not endorsed Chris. I personally am endorsing Chris, but that's quite different from the committee deciding that we as a group will endorse him. And technically, we're not actually allowed to endorse any candidates or say not to vote for any candidates. But again, this post wasn't saying not to vote for Sammy. It was just saying this is a thing Sammy has said, and it's not in line with what he's been saying in public. So it wasn't, as a network, we are not allowed. The election rules are that we are not allowed to endorse anyone. But as I said, I as an individual do endorse Chris, and we as a network don't not endorse Sammy, if that makes sense.
And in your, when this information came to you, did you feel slightly in your personal remit almost as LGBT plus officer to disclose this information to the rest of the network?
Yeah, I mean, something that I've realised as my time as officer is that it's not just about campaigning and putting events on and stuff like that. It's about making sure that everyone feels comfortable at university and everyone feels like they've got a place here. So that's why we started doing our tutor training videos, so that the staff are more aware of LGBT plus issues and aware of how they can make their students more comfortable. And obviously, as an SU representative, you're there to represent the students, you're there to make them feel comfortable. So I felt that it was within my remit, and I did check with the SU to see if I was allowed to make this post, and they said it didn't break any rules. So I thought, you know, as I have been elected to represent these people and to sort of protect them from exactly this sort of thing, so I thought it was perfectly within my rights to post.
And of course, we've got Chris, who's running to be who's a candidate for LGBT plus officer. We've also got another important vote going on at the moment, which is the gender neutral toilets.
Yeah.
Has the voting for that ended now in conjunction with this election cycle?
Yeah, so the voting ended today at 12, just like with everything else. But unfortunately, we don't find out until Monday. So the results of that will be released on Monday. And I really, really hope that it's a positive result. But we just have to wait and see, I suppose.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us, Lux.
Thank you.
It's been great to have you on.